I'll show you in the first couple slides. I'm with the Duval County Health Department primarily related to these, particular program that I'm going to be presenting, which has been essentially a local public health department's leadership in regard to health information exchange. The co-collaborators are Bob Harmon, Radley Ramos, Susan Coughlin, Anita Davis, and Thomas Bryant. I have no commercial relationships, but I do have a number of employers, including the Georgia Southern University, Jinping Su College of Public Health, the University of Florida College of Medicine, and the Duval County Health Department. So I guess there are some biases there. The objectives for this presentation are to discuss some of the reasons for local public health involvement with electronic health records and with health information exchange, and to describe opportunities for local public health involvement with state and community efforts to support electronic health records. And essentially how I'm going to do that is to review our local health department's involvement with these ARA stimulus funding initiatives. You're probably all aware that there's something like over $40 billion that are projected to go into electronic health information records and information systems in the next 8 years. They typically are kind of looked at as healthcare industry types of things, but in reality, public health has a very important reason to be involved. Some of these include the Medicare, Medicaid incentive payments, which involve about $67,000 to physicians, millions of dollars to hospitals, and so on. They also involve regional extension centers, health IT extension centers, about $667 million for those that have just been allocated by the federal government. Health information exchange cooperative agreements to states, which are then potentially also working with local health information exchanges, HIT training grants, the Beacon Community Grants, where communities were given about $15 to $20 million for their leadership in regard to health information exchange, and broadband HIT grants and loans. So a lot of money's been going out. There's a very strong public interest in regard to that. Why public health should be involved is, first of all, the public health mission is to promote and protect the public's health. Public health has a very small but growing involvement with local health information exchange. There's a huge amount of public sector, there's a need for public sector involvement. A lot of this is justified for the purpose of the public's interest. All of this health information exchange, you talk about improving the quality of care and so on. But the public is typically not represented at many of these venues for establishing health information exchange. The public health is also conceived as a lead agency in a public health system comprised of many, many different agencies and organizations. Public health has a role in regard to health care in some communities still after the 1988 Future Public Health Report. A lot of public health kind of divested itself of clinical care, but there are still, particularly in large urban communities, but in many other communities, public health is still involved in clinical care. Prevention of chronic disease and prevention of accidents, kind of going beyond infectious disease, is another reason for, because a lot of this health information is very much oriented towards healthcare for chronic disease. That's where a lot of our money is going for healthcare. And the reduction of healthcare errors through quality of care data, that's a really strong justification, really important justification. You know, the estimates are 100,000 to even, I've seen estimates as high as 200,000 deaths a year due to medical errors. Pretty much 100,000 is considered the minimum. 100,000 deaths a year, if we actually recorded deaths that way, it would end up being the third or fourth leading cause of death in this country. Certainly that would be a public health issue, a public health concern. Current public health programs involved with health information exchange, or that would benefit, would be immunizations are dependent on the healthcare system for delivery. So the previous presentation was a lot about immunizations and the interface of immunizations. Bioterrorism and syndromic surveillance are very much reliant on the healthcare industry and on information from the healthcare industry to inform the public health surveillance interest. Vital statistics and disease reporting also rely on the healthcare system for public health information for data. And then, of course, as we're moving into public health, the core functions of, and essential services, a lot of some of those essential services include things like assessment and surveillance, monitoring for evaluation and research. All of those things are very much related to using data and having access to good data. And all of this health information, health record keeping, and the exchange is going to provide a much richer source and much more reliable source of data on many things that public health has not had information on. One of the most important reasons why public health has opportunities here is that many of the challenges for building health information systems are not technological. They're basically social and political. We have competing, all kinds of competing organizations, competing infrastructures, competing software vendors, competing interest in terms of insurers and providers and hospitals and so on. All of them are very much interested in getting control of this, but that also makes it very hard then to have collaboration. The other opportunity is that public health has strong history and is building the history of community engagement and community development in its interest of building this public health larger system. Again, this basic idea that has been evolving in the last decade or so is that the public health agencies are only one part of a larger public health system. For the public health system to function effectively, it's going to require leadership from the public health agency. And so this is a critical role for the lead agency for public health. I'm going to go over just quickly the examples of local public health involvement related to our local health department's involvement with regional extension centers, with incentive payments for HIT, meaningful use for involvement in developing the local community's electronic health information exchange system and the Beacon Community Cooperative Agreements. Less on that, but first of all, the ARA HIT Regional Extension Centers, the Cooperative Agreements. Essentially, these regional extension centers were set up to provide outreach services to healthcare providers, primarily primary care providers, who serve either rural populations, which tend to not be somewhat resource poor, or underserved populations that also tend to be resource poor, are the least likely to adopt or to be early adopters of electronic health record systems. So these extension centers are being set up to do that. As I mentioned before, $677 million just in the last year have been allocated for these expenditures for this particular service. Most states, I believe, have these various extension centers. There were two cycles of competitive applications. Originally, there were going to be three, and the applicants had to be a not-for-profit organization. Our local health department probably would have been an applicant had it not been a requirement that they be a not-for-profit. In rural and North Florida, I'm from Duval County, which is Jacksonville, Florida, essentially. It's a combined city-county government. We're part of a regional extension center that covers a pretty broad area. These are the four or the five areas, and I can show it on a map here a little bit better. If you'll notice, Jacksonville is all the way up in the northeast part of the state. The actual awardee for this was the Community Health Center Alliance, which was down in the Tampa area, and they're not actually physically in one of the regions that makes up the REC. There's also Florida actually had four different RECs. One of them was based out of South Florida, one was Central Florida, and one was kind of the associated with the University of South Florida, the Tampa, St. Pete area. But the large one that we're involved with is this that orange area is the whole North Florida, which is almost 400 miles across there. And then that southwestern part that were kind of, where there were not a whole lot of counties. So we were very much involved with helping assisting in the development of these applications for the REC. We helped one group initially that was unsuccessful, and then in the second cycle, kind of the community came together with this Community Health Center Alliance as the lead agency, and we were successful with that one. We are now a subcontractor to provide on-site HIT services for practices in Jacksonville and Duval County, we're also a subcontractor for this, to provide HIT extension services to the county health departments, for the 41 county health departments that are offering primary care practices. So we help the applicant get the grant, and then we're actually a subcontractor for providing the services. Let me skip to, and what I'm just trying to illustrate here is that there is a role for public health. Public health has to be, take the initiative and be involved. I wouldn't wait and expect people to come to public health for the leadership, but there are opportunities here. We also are very involved with local operation and maintenance of the electronic health information exchange. We have an existing health information exchange, actually only one of two functional ones in Florida right now. We have participation of four major hospitals. Duval County actually has five major hospital systems, including Mayo, Baptist, a Catholic hospital system, the University of Florida health system, and another proprietary hospital system. Our particular health information exchange included 250,000 uninsured and Medicaid clients. It was easier to get collaboration for these people because these are people that they're not seeing as major sources of revenue, I assume. This system is a forerunner of a more comprehensive system that is actually being built and being developed right now. And our role was very much is convening and maintaining a local coalition. This represents the system. It's a Cerner data repository-based system. It is very much hospital linked. That green area there are the hospitals that are involved, some of them with different levels of involvement. Then we have the ambulatory care parts of the community that are also involved in this, and then our Duval County, we're both part of the ambulatory care, then we're also kind of the workflow and reporting element of this particular data system. Now this whole health information exchange system, as I said, is being revised pretty substantially to become a much more extensive health information exchange that's going to cover all the patients in the community and all the insurers and so on. Our role in this as a health information consortium was to convene and facilitate the local activity. We've had some success with grant development. We did submit an ACA FIN grant to establish a health information system. Again, we actually had a couple efforts to establish competing RIOs, and we were able to successfully get those two groups together. We were a successful applicant for the CMS demonstration project, which got replaced by ARRA stimulus funding. We did not get one of the Beacon Community grants, unfortunately. those were $15 million grants to communities, and we did submit a couple applications, but were not successful. But the important thing was that the community looked to us to develop the application. That was pretty unusual, I think, for a health department to do that. We've been involved with grant project and contract management, data analysis and evaluation, and we've actually done, we've been pretty successful at analyzing data across various sectors and doing community needs assessment with that data. And in linking local community with external assets and resources. We're also very involved with adoption of EHRs, and we were the first county health department to adopt electronic prescription, first to adopt an electronic health record for jail services, pilot site for the DOH conversion of parts of its electronic claim system into an EHR, and we're very involved in that. And that this diagram represents, in effect, the State Department of Health's effort to convert its claim system and its administrative and management system that is centralized out of the state, but it actually covers all of Florida's 67 counties. But then you get into interfacing not only those efforts with things like the immunization registry and all kinds of other things, and the state labs and all. These things haven't been talking to one another, although most of them are state, actually, IT functions. So the need for interfacing this stuff, that's all going to have to happen with meaningful use. So that's kind of the challenge that we're having here. The key elements for successful involvement are our leadership. Our county health department director has been very involved in this and is very crucial. The health department basically has to embrace innovation related to EHR and EH, electronic health information exchange, if it's resistant or kind of a sit on the side, then they're not going to be successful. We've also linked it to our IT research and our IT research and evaluation to create an internal capacity, and that's really enabled us to be much more successful with this. And we've also established collaboration with other local health departments related to research and evaluation, and that's all then helped us to further our capacity. And this is the contact information for Bob Harmon, our director, Bradley Remo, who does a lot of the coordination of this, and myself. And thank you very much.